Yeah. My name is Big Cohen. Pain in paradise. Body and soul. All right. It's 2012, memory stripped back. I'm in class seated writing rap lyrics. They are teaching moral concepts in other keys, are busy listening. I ain't showing consent cause even chemistry is not really my thing. Took them to studio producer, asked if I do rap music or I sing. Played in my kind of beats, man, I couldn't wait to be soon blazing. He charged me 80k but I could only afford 60k. That's the final price, well then let's get to work if it is okay. I believe there's only one record I needed to make my motherland shake. He gave me a CD with my audio on. It was a Saturday morning, man, I couldn't wait to show it off. I took it to my favorite radio station to drop it off. I really thought he was definitely gonna call it dub, but rather he laughed and said, we don't play such quality here, bro. Changed the studio and charges changed due because of the stations. Paid some good money, did the audio, took it to the same radio station. Dude couldn't even remember me because he asked me the same damn questions. Which studio was it? Who's your favorite rapper? I really learned a lesson. And in conclusion, he played me some of A-Pass's music. We both definitely thought he was really too sick. But I knew there was a hassle behind his material being too thick. He later said, I'm sorry, blah, blah. But I cannot take it. I miss lessons because I thought I found my paradise. But things here are different, it's not as I thought it was. People here are so cold headed, there is no one to sympathize with. So I couldn't go back to that door cause it was already closed. But full of this burning fire in my heart, I couldn't pause. Inside of me, I knew there was something really special. Something huge that I needed not to pay to show. An aggressive voice that made me feel a lot of potential. I knew I was more talented and needed no stupid ass credentials. I started off in music with the smallest budget that the Lord on. God blessed me with my first mixtape, Ebiroto. I did a few interviews, had a few airplays, but still walked on. In my same old Nike boots and cheap jeans that were ripped and torn. So if I make it out in this cool industry, am I owed to be cool too? Cause I invest right, but there is no one my music to be sold to. I see my money, time, blood and sweat die in a poor copyright structured industry. So helping others is not sin in the frame after drawing this picture. After receiving a lot of no's, y'all will have to pay for me to feature on your record for it to be able to get to see the charts. If we are living life for the money, brothers and sisters, then what's the importance of Jesus living peace and love to the world happily ever after?